Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, we just came out of the month of Ramadan and still fresh with us the memories of Ramadan. And we still make dua that Allah accept all the sajdas, all the tilawat of Quran, all the charity, and whatever we did in the month of Ramadan. So, you know, the Salafus Salihin kanu yad'oon Allah Ta'ala sittata ashurin lidukhuli Ramadan. They used to make dua 6 months for the coming and the arrival of Ramadan. ثُمَّ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى سِتَّةِ أَشْهُرٍ لِقُبُولِ الْأَمَلِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. That now another 6 months they used to invest in dua, that all the actions and all that we did in Ramadan, Allah, you accept. Why? Ali radiallahu anhu says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala accept from the muttaqin. So it's a mark that when Allah has accepted, then you know what? There is taqwa, or can tick the box of taqwa in us. Therefore, he used to say, Ali radiallahu anhu, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْأَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِحْتِمَامًا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. He says, pay more attention to the acceptance of the action, more than the action itself. Because why? That puts a mark, or it ticks the box of muttaqin, and we're all in need of that. Every one of us. Fudala bin Ubaid radiallahu anhu says that if Allah informs me that Allah has accepted misqala khardalati min al-amal, amount of mustard seed of my action, it'll be better for me than all the tawfiq of the action as well. Why? Acceptance is the thing that Allah has accepted. So brothers, we still, days are here and still fresh, we'll make dua, Allah accept. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also, you know, to continue with our good deeds. In the month of Ramadan, there were things that we did more than we normally do. And one of the things that we did more than we normally do was salah. Included in our syllabus of the day was Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah we were reciting. That's besides all the Nafal you were reading and I was reading, that is equal to one fard. Salah is an institute of discipline. Number one, when we entered, we all made wudu. So outside, we purified ourselves. Number two, when we entered, now we come and we prepare our mind to be clear to stand before Allah. So that few minutes we gather ourselves, so inside purification as well. Number three, that we all stand in a saf, and all in the row, and in line, heels in line, system and arrangement in our life, that Allah wants in your day, in our daily life. Number four, that we don't choose to stand next to each other. We just join the saf, poor, rich, white, black, all, brotherhood. Allah is teaching in Salah. Number 5, itaat, obedience. The Imam will say Allahu Akbar, we all will follow. No one goes before the Imam. Everyone, the Imam is in charge, he's the pilot, and he pilots the entire musallis. That he will go and then you will go. He will go and then we will do. Number 7 is this, we don't speak in Salah the words we desire. Control of our tongue. You can say the best of words, but if in Salah is not allowed, you just got to say that. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Ala, Surah Fatiha, Surah. The most flowery of words will not be accepted. Allah is teaching man, control your tongue in that few minutes that you read Salah, that you need to control your tongue. Number 7 is that Allah brings tawadu. The height of our body is the nose, is called anf, and anf is a sense of pride. If you know in Arabic, then he takes that part, which is the highest part of your body, put it down. Rub it on the ground. The closest you can get to Allah is when that nose is on the ground. أَقْرَبَ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The most closest you get when you go down. So tawadu, to be humble. Then Allah teaches us the great lesson. The lesson that we all are suffering today and we're not getting in our life. That no one comes out of salah until he makes salam. In the 3 mazhab, salam is fard. The word salam is fard. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi, and Imam Malik, loves this salam is fard. The lightest is the Hanafi mazhab. He says, al-khuruji bi sun'ihi, that you allowed fard, you can come out with any action, but lafz salam is wajib. Lafz means the word salam. Tahrimuha at-takbir, wa tahliluha at-taslim. You start, Allahu Akbar. Then you go, you end, salam. Now understand the adab of salam. That the Imam is commanded to include all the people in the right when he turns to the right. Assalamu alaikum. And when he turns to the left, all the people on the left, assalamu alaikum. The Musalli is commanded that when he turns to the right to include all the people on the right, and he's commanded that he must make niyat of all the people in the left when he turns to the left. Including the jinn, including the pious jinn. This is a complete salam. Without this, no one comes out of salah. What is salam saying? That me, you see all of you on the right, there is peace from me. There is peace. And I'm doing it 5 times, I'm announcing to you, peace, the Imam is announcing peace to all of you. Oh, we are all on the left, peace to you now. Every day this lesson is taught. And in every salah is taught. Nafl, fard, what? Peace. Lafz-e salam, yes. That is the word, assalamu alaikum, is not restricted to the greeting. No. It extends that, you know what? The implication is that all these people here, my tongue is going to be peaceful. It's not going to harm you with backbiting and slandering and swearing at you anymore. All the left, all the people on the left, all the people on the right. No picking your faults. Let's take it a little more. This is in Salah. The height of the year is Ramadan. And the height of Ramadan is the last 10 days. And the last 10 days, the height of the last 10 days is Laylatul Qadr. And in Laylatul Qadr, the angel is saying, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Salam, peace, right to where? When the night ends. The height and the message of Laylatul Qadr, that one man and the angels on top, they all become peaceful. But we as the ummah, We have become the ummah, the awam has become the ummah of wazifas. 100,000 this, 100 this, 200 that, wazifas. And the ulama have become the ummah of masail. So we have not become peaceful. So when that person doesn't make the wazifa, then he's not pious in my eyes. He's no more pious. And if I don't stand by masail, then everyone is going to go astray. The syllabus of our whole deen has become what? Portrayed as masail. Like as if Quran only came to show masail. You know, my sheikh is Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Dabir. He's still living. He says, masail deen nahi hai. This masail, aapke ibadat aur muamalat ke durustgi ke liye. Bas. I mean, I don't speak Urdu, but you know what? I learned these lines here. You know why? It's beneficial for me. So what I'm saying, masail is not the syllabus of our deen. It's just to set right our ibadat and our muamalat. There is a deen. I'll just give you one example to understand that what we're missing out on Quran, husne Quran, because why we're too busy with masail. Kanu qalilam min al-layli ma yahjaun. If you translate in English, they were a little from the night, they did not sleep, or they slept. Now look here. Kanu, ulama sitting here. Kanu af'alun naqis. Af'alun naqis means shows little. Qalil. The meaning means little. Min, tab'idiyya, shows little. Min, a portion, a little of the night. Ma, ma is masdar, derivative noun. When it comes to on a verb, then it changes the whole verb to the derivative. So, ma yahja'un becomes mal ihja. Ihja itself, haja, is to slumber and to sleep a little. So, you know what Allah is saying? Kanu qalilam min al-layli ma yahja'un. For that little moment that you can stand, as less as that, is enough for Allah. Who's going to take out this meaning while we're busy with haram, halal, while we're busy with, you know what, he's kafir, and he's this thing, he's murtad. Husne Quran. I can say you some more, but I didn't come to say this. I'm saying the height of what? Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr, and Laylatul Qadr is telling you what? Salam, hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Salam, peace to one another, I'm peaceful. Allah is saying, Ibadur Rahman. Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Rahman, Allah has declared, what's the sign of them? Or what do you see, salient feature? وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامًا. When they encounter anyone, and that person is ignorant in his behavior, peace, from us we surrender in peace. You will not find an environment of revenge, of vengeance. Ours is the environment of revenge and vengeance. He did, I will do. He did not do, I will not do. And in religious people, environment, take, if you do, I'll do. And if you do, I'll show him. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Madinah Munawwara. Everyone is waiting for a profound statement and announcement from the Nabi of Allah. And the first thing he says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. You will take it in the meaning of what? You're talking to non-Muslims also. Spread salam. What he means? Spread peace. Spread peace amongst you. Allah is saying from the heavens. This, first let's take this hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَدْخُلُ أَحَدُكُمَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. He says, no one will enter Jannat until you believe. And no one believes until they love each other. أَوَلَا أَذُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ إِذَا عَمِلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَبْتُمْ. Shall I not inform you of an action? If you people, the ummah does it, you love each other. So he says what? He says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. Salam, salam. What salam? One is the meaning, assalamu alaikum. The other is, that when you walk past me, and I'm staying next door to you, and I'm your husband, and I'm your father, there is peace from me. You won't find that tongue that's hurting you, and leaving you reeling, and shattering your hopes, and destroying your hopes of future. Sleepless nights. You know, Mirza Muzir Janejan, rahmatullahi, he had a rowdy wife with thousands, hundred thousands of murid behind him. And everyone is saying, give a talaq. We got our daughters. How much mahar you gave? We'll give it. He says, see, if I divorce her, she'll marry someone else. And that harm will go to that some other Muslim brother. So for his peace, I will take her. For his peace, I will take Riva in my marriage. Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifai did the same thing. Great sheikh of his time. He says, for her peace, no one will marry her. And she will be, she will not be peaceful. So I will keep her in the marriage, that she can be peaceful. Sayyid Sheikh Azhar Hussain, teacher of Darul Ulum Dioban, is sitting in a class and is saying to the class that the rats were troubling me in the night. So they said, bring a cat. So next day he said the same thing when he started the lesson. The rats are troubling me in the night. They said, we're telling you bring a cat. The third day they said, why are you not listening? Bring a cat, the whole thing, you'll sleep in the night. He says, I know you must bring the cat. But if you bring the cat, then the rats will go in the neighbor's yard and his peace will take taken away. So I desire my neighbor's peace. Mulana used to sit here. He never used to make a bra in his house. Why? The smoke used to go in the neighbor's yard. So his son Muhammad is saying, no, don't make here, go break it prepared. Why? The neighbors maybe, they can't afford it. And it will take their peace away and their children's peace. It's an environment of peace. It's a message of peace. We can write books of it. But until we don't bring it out, that my tongue is a blessing to the next man. My niyat in my heart is a blessing to the next man. Allah is saying, first my malaika will welcome you. Or first the khadims will receive you in Jannat. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ. It says the greetings when they meet you will be salam. Who? This is the khadims. The stewards of Jannat. From them is salam. Why? We're going to serve you peacefully. Then, malaika. يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. What the malaika will say? Salamun, salamun bima sabartum. From us, malaika also, is now peace. We're not going to write your evil deeds. Don't fright. Now it's peace. It's a syllabus of peace. Then Allah, the roof will open like a sunroof opening. And everyone will look, what is this? And Allah will come forward. And Allah will say, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. From my side, Allah. From my side, Allah. It's peace. What peace? Uhilla alaykum ridwani. Fala askatu ba'dahu abada. I make halal upon you my happiness. There is no such thing that your Allah is going to be displeased with you. This is the height of peace. And this ummah is wazifas. And we ulama, have we become masail? And we've taken the peace away of our deen, which stands in embodiment of peace. Jameel Ahmad Lahori rahmatullahi alayh is going to the masjid. Before that, his wife is pouring the wudu water. And she jerks and drops the wudu water. Suddenly he gets angry. Then he's walking to the masjid, he scolded her. He's walking to the masjid, he turns back, he says, nah. Let me go ask my wife, maaf, until she's peaceful. My Allah will be peaceful. He go ask her for maaf, then he says, Allahu Akbar to Allah. How many neighbors are sitting, and you know what? Whilst we read Ishraq, and we're reading Tahajjud, and they're not peaceful. How many wife is sitting, and whilst, you know what, we're doing all other religious activities, while she's reeling every day, and saying, you know what, hey, I hope he comes late today home. Because I'm peaceful without him. How many employees are sitting in their businesses? He says, I hope he get absent today. Is this Ramadan and just reading Quran and making tasbih? Or is bringing the message that our deen has from where? From the salah that you're making salam. Everyone peaceful, right to left. Imam peaceful, right to left. Angels, malaika, 27 nights, salamun hiyata matla'il fajr, peaceful. Allah is saying the angels, salam. Allah is saying salam. Where's my salam? Allah give us tawfiq, brothers. If this is not in us, it says, al-mu'minu ma'lafun, la khayra fi ma la ya'lafu, wa la yu'lafu. A mu'min, I'm translating it this way, is an embodiment of peace. And there's no khair in that person who does not bring peace. Oh, peace is not shown out of him. There's no khair in him. There's the stones of hatred, of malice, of jealousy, pride, arrogance that is dominating our society. Our society is not destroyed with the load shedding and the water being taken away. We got all masjids, enough madrasas, enough hafiz, enough ulama. But why all this is happening? Because our society has withdrawn from what? What we stand for, which is peace. We become, you know, Allah is saying, Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. This time is right. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. And he says that, you know what, he gives the example of a vase where there is light. And I'm cutting it short because there's only 5 minutes. The vase, the glass, in the old days we used to use this, the lantern. And then the bottom is the oil. So the vase is clear, the light comes out. So Allah uses the same thing of your heart. He says it's like the vase. You paint the vase black, no matter how much you pull the twig, like the sun. The sun is there, and if you put a black cloud in front, then the rays of the sun don't come out. Because the cloud is in front, but the sun is bright. So the Quran is bright. I'm an alim, the Quran is inside, is bright. I'm an alim, the hadith is bright. But the rays of it is not going to come out. Because the blackness of hatred, animosity, jealousy, pride, arrogance is dominating my heart. So how these rays are going to come out? Is this going to remain in? And darkness is going to prevail. Until we don't rectify this and clean those glasses. Bakar ibn Abdullah says, Kuntu bawwaban liqalbi منذ 30 سنة. I was a doorkeeper to my heart for 30 years, watching the condition of my heart. What is going in? What is going out? What is going in? What is going out? Brothers, in all this year, we lost a great thing. And what we lost is Husne Quran. In the Hazal Quran, Yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. The Quran is that book that guides you to that which is balanced and straight. I'm using another example to show you that what we're missing. وَلَئِمْ مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ أَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَكُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Now I'll give you the English translation, which is blend. And if a portion or a breeze of the azab of your Rabb touches them, then they will call out in a cry of dismay and they will say that we were zalims, we were wrongdoers. Now understand. In Arabic, the word in is a weak word. It shows something which is very rare. The opposite of in is iza. Iza shows tawasul, the something which is continuing. So Allah used the word in. Wa la in, if. Nafha. Nafha means a breeze which is cool. The door is little open and that breeze came out, you felt relief. The opposite of nafha is lafha. Lafha means is a hot breeze. So Jahannam will give its cool breeze, the cold one, which is not the height of Jahannam. Wala'im massat. Massa means what? Arabic is a vast language. Asaba, to afflict. Akhaza, to take. Qabada, to grip. Lamasa, body touch. All words to say. Allah used the word massa. What is massa? One touch like this. One touch. Massa. Lantamassan an-nar. Allah is using the same language. So mashatum, only a touch of it. In, if, nafa, the cool breeze. Min adha, min, tab'idiyya, to show a portion, not the whole thing. Azabi rabbika, the punishment of your Rabb. Allah could have used azabi jahannam, which is frightening. Azabi nar, which is frightening. Azab al-Jahim, frightening. Allah used azaba rabbika. Why rabbika? Rabbi, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is merciful. So Allah used that Rabb. Then he said, kika, your Nabi. Who? Rahmatul lil alameen. That merciful Rabb of yours, who is rahmatul alameen, you. Then what you'll do? Walain masatum nafatum min azabi rabbika. La, indeed. Yaku lanna nun tawkid emphasis, you will jump up and you will cry. Ya waylana, wail, the opposite of wail is wail. Wail is the lesser form of crying. The highest form of crying in Arabic is wail. You cry at the top of your voice. Inna kunna, inna emphasis, we were definitely wrongdoers, please forgive us. Zalimin. Who's gonna take out all this meaning? While we busy with masail, while we busy killing each other, and wazaif, and we comparing one masjid to the other masjid. Hey, this one was more successful. Or we only go this one. We're missing on the Husne Quran. Quran is something hidden in between. Allah's message. There's only one thing, then take on the YouTubes, and the Facebooks, and the Instagrams, and all this. Only the Quran that brought the giants of kufr and ignorance and brought them to the feet. And we're missing it. Because we're busy with something else. Shaitan has kept us busy. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us the understanding. Allah make us peaceful. Like the message of Islam, the message of Quran, and the message of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أشهدن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل صيام شهر رمضان أحد أركان الإسلام وعموده وخصه بين الشهور بالتشريف والتكريم وأنزل فيه القرآن الكريم وعد من حافظ عليها بالفوز والنجاح وبدار السلام وتوعد من ضيئها بالخزي والعار ونار جهنم وبئس المقام أحمده سبحانه وتعالى حمدا كثيرا وأشكره شكرا جزيلا وبشكري تزداد النعم وتزول الأسقام أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ربوبيته وألوهيته وشهادة أعدها ليوم التناد وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الهادي إلى سبيل رشاد الداعي إلى الله إلى بصيرة حتى دانت لدعوة العباد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الداعين بدعوته والآمرين بطاعته وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى فيما تأتون وما تذرون لازموا تقوى الله فإنها وصية الله للأولين والآخرين يقول سبحانه وتعالى ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله فما من خير عاجل ولا آجل ولا ظاهر ولا باطن إلا وتقوى الله موصلة إليه فما من شر عاجل ولا آجل ولا ظاهر ولا باطن إلا وتقوى الله حصن حصين للسلامة منه فيا عباد الله واعرفوا معنى التوحيد وحققوا معناها واعملوا بما دلت عليه لا إله إلا الله فإنها كلمة الإسلام وهي كلمة التقوى وهي عروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها وليس المراد قولها باللسان مع الجهل بمعناها فإن المنافقين يقولونها وهم تحت الكفار في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولكن المراد قولها مع معرفتها ومحبتها ومحبة أهلها وبغض من خالفها وماداته فلا إله إلا الله هي كلمة الإسلام فلا يصح إسلام واحد إلا به وبقبوله وللقياد للعمل به فيا عباد الله اليوم أين آثار كلمة لا إله إلا الله وأين الاستسلام وأين الانقياد فيا عباد الله واعلموا أن دنياكم التي فتنتكم وشهواتكم ولذاتكم التي غرقتم فيها لن تكون حسنا وحاجزا منيئا عن العقوبات في الدنيا والوقوع في النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين ولن تكون جسرا لكم تعبرون عليه إلى جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وليس الطريق بالجنة بالسهل إلا على من وفقه مولاه وسلك الطريق المستقيم الموصلة إلى رضا ربه وحقق إيمانه بالأعمال الصالحة فيا عباد الله انتبهوا لأنفسكم وهبوا من ركداتكم وارجعوا إلى ربكم فلا تفرنكم الحياة الدنيا وزخارفها وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah ala ihsanihi wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa imtinanihi. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشانه واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله والداعي الى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اما بعد فيا ايها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمه الله عليكم وتمسكوا بكتاب ربكم فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واحذروا البدع والمحدثات فان كل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار والزموا جماعه المسلمين فان يد الله مع جماعه المسلمين ومن شذ عنهم شذ في النار ثم اعلموا ان الله سبحانه وتعالى امركم بامر بدا فيه بنفسه فقال جل من قائل ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الاربعه الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقيه الصحابه وعن التابعين وتابعي التابعين ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك واحسانك وجودك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم دمر اعداء الدين كما دمرت عاد ثمود اللهم اهلكهم كما اهلكت عاد ثمود اللهم اخزل اليهود والنصارى والشيوعين وجميع الملحدين ومن تابعهم ووالاهم عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون